it's time for What's On. Thanks to Destination New South Wales and Accor Hotels. Your Sydney getaway just got better with Accor Hotels.
It's time for What's On Sydney, your guide to art, culture, sport, food, wine, and whatever else is happening in this great city of ours. This week, thanks to Destination New South Wales, we're talking about the Sydney Royal Easter Show. The annual event kicks off from the 6th of April. Joining us on the line is the Chief Executive of the Royal Agricultural Society, Brock Gilmore. Brock, thanks for your time this evening.
Not a problem.
Now, you've been with the RAS for 18 years. You must have seen some major change in that time.
I certainly have, and my role has changed as well. It was only 7 months ago now that I was appointed the Chief Executive of the RAS of such a wonderful organisation. And I've had 12 to 14 roles since I've been at the RAS.
What have you planned for this year?
We've got a number of new activations for the show. The one I'm most excited about is an agriculture activation called Little Hands on the Land, which will be in Telegraph Park. What it is, it's basically how do I describe it, a kid-sized working farm, and it's designed to teach littlies in regards to agriculture from crop to shop. And we have nine stations where they actually collect produce on the way and they take it to the market and they receive farm dollars. And at the end, they get to spend their money at a supermarket.
Along with that, you've got the usual cattle dog trials, the V8s.
We haven't had the V8s now for 3 years, but we're actually, we got them back this year. They'll be in Spotless Stadium and we're very excited by that. I know the noise of those cars attracts the crowd to the main arena. So the V8s are back for 2017.
I also believe that for the first time in 65 years, the Grand Parade is going to be held at lunchtime. Why the change?
It was based on market research. What happens is there's a number of families who come to the show. They arrive at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it's a big day for families, particularly with children. And, we've reacted to that. We thought, no, we want them to see the Grand Parade as well. They normally leave at 5 o'clock. So due to that, we've decided to run the Grand Parade at lunchtime.
Let's go through some of the prices. You've got Twilight tickets?
Yes, we do have Twilight tickets. So if children want to enter after 4, they can actually enter for $10. We also have, at the moment, if you pre-purchase prior to the show starting for a family of 2 children, you can purchase a ticket for $99.50 online. And for $99.50, that also includes transport to and from the show. You can come as far south as Nowra or as far north as Newcastle for $99.50.
The show's obviously also a big family event. What are ticket prices looking like for families?
For families, as I said, if you pre-purchase, you can get it for $99.50. And if you purchase it after the pre-sales period, you can purchase family ticket for $116 at the gate or online.
And, of course, seniors. Are there discounts in place for seniors?
Yes, there is. We've actually got a seniors day, which is specifically set up for the seniors. We change the entertainment for the seniors. And it's on the 12th of April. And on that day, you can actually purchase tickets at 50% discount.
Brock, what can you tell us about the Heritage Pavilion that you got happening this year?
Yeah, for the first time, what we're going to do is we're going to dedicate a pavilion to RAS Heritage. It's going to include show bags which date back 80 years. So it's the RAS has got such a wealth of history. You know, we've been around for 196 years, so we're quite excited by that. But then we think it'll be a real hit with the public.
Brock, sounds like you've got another big year planned ahead. Thanks for your time tonight.
And thank you, Michael, for giving me this opportunity to have a chat with you. Thank you.
That's Brock Gilmore, the Chief Executive of the Royal Agricultural Society, telling us about the huge plan for this year's Easter show. It all starts from April 6th, and you can plan your trip by heading to eastershow.com.au.
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet.
Now, if you're looking for nearby accommodation, you can't go past Accor Hotels' Sydney Olympic Park. There's the Pullman, Novotel and Ibis. The Pullman is one of only 5-star hotels in the area, with 218 rooms and a 24-hour fitness centre. Of course, Accor has different hotels for different budgets. There's the vibrant Novotel and the Ibis, all located around Sydney Olympic Park, and all three have plenty of great dining options. Brewery, Bar and Kitchen will launch their new menu just in time for Easter with daily food and drink specials. Or you can head to the Boulevard Brasserie and Bar, which offers premium cuts and wine menu. And take a seat at the Bar Car Restaurant and Bar with their new a la carte menu. So make every second count this summer with Accor Hotels, with rates starting from $199 in Sydney. Book now and enjoy free breakfast, but only when you book at accorhotels.com/NSW. That's what's on for this week, thanks to Destination New South Wales and Accor Hotels.